Mayor, thanks for joining us, and Merry Early Christmas.
Well, Merry Early Christmas, and Happy Solstice to you.
And, have you gotten your holiday shopping done, is the big question.
Well, I'm pretty much ready. It's sort of me and my wife, so that's pretty easy going. But let me tell you, it's a good place if you want to get your holiday shopping cleared up and finished up and buy local. There's still plenty of goods left at our local shops. There's even a couple new shops downtown in Hillsboro. Carlisle Lenny's just has this vintage jewelry shop, and there's a new little gift shop that's open beside Radius, and of course the other jewelry shops are open, and Chi Gardens, and it's just lovely to come downtown. And then it's always really fun stuff if you go to Daniel Boone Village and go to the Antique Mall, go to Fetch. There's a new little shop there across from Fetch. It has some interesting vintage goods, and so if you want really unique things, Hillsboro is kind of the place to come.
You've done so much cool holiday stuff up in Hillsboro for the past few weeks, and again, so many really awesome local shops that you can get some great Christmas presents and holiday presents between now and the end of the season. What's your, if there's one place that you wanna single out as, oh man, you should go to this particular place to get your holiday shopping done, where is it?
You know, it's hard to pick just one. But it really, I'd sort
You're
of,
not running for a re-election for another year and
yeah,
11 months.
Yeah.
So.
But I tell you, one would be let me give you two.
Okay.
Again, to Daniel Boone, I go to the Antique Mall. And of course, you're right there by all those other places, like Fetch and other places. But and there's several other antique malls. But that one place just has so many interesting things, and they're all very unique. And you can find anything in any price range that you want, that would be very cool. And then the other one is I would come downtown to Hillsboro, and I think it's sort of the downtown, maybe depending on what kind of you're looking for, but like the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts would be one place to find some good art, good jewelry. Of course, you got the Eno Gallery there and other galleries and the other jewelers. And so downtown, it's so easy to just walk around and have some chocolate at Matty's Chocolates and, you know, have a nice beverage, have a nice meal, and then do your shopping. It is so easy. Go to Purple Crow and get, you know, local and get books from local authors. So
Purple Crow is such a great place.
Yeah, so it's I think of downtown as kind of a place with all these little nooks and you know very different from a mall.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And just such a pleasant experience. And of course, then you could walk right to the Riverwalk and to the Stick Walk. And in fact, people do. They come and just have a nice. It's a great place to spend an afternoon or an evening that includes food, a nice little walk, but also get your shopping done.
It really is. I remember the first time, and I think I mentioned this on the air before, but the first time I walked into the Antique Mall at Daniel Boone, it was just this huge place and so many really cool antiques. But I left a little bit upset because I saw in the among the antique toys was a toy that I remembered owning new when I was young, and now it's being sold as an antique. So if there was ever any indication that I was old, that was it right there.
I'm finding the experience more and more.
And we're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, holiday shopping still ongoing. You mentioned a couple minutes ago Happy Solstice as well, and I know Hillsboro just had what turned out to be not just a really cool event, but an amazingly well-attended event, a solstice lantern walk on a river walk. And was I right in hearing that 700 people were there?
I would be I think that's a low number, Aaron.
Wow.
It was now, Cameron, this is I think a Jordy and Mark and the Hillsboro Arts Council who helped put together the handmade parade and have done so many things for Hillsboro, and we're pulling together, so you know, Solstice is here, we have this great stick work sculpture and castle, and wouldn't it be magical? We had a lantern walk, you know, one evening, river walk, and could open that up and a little bit after dusk, because usually it's closed at that time. And so they were thinking, you know, maybe if we get 10 people show up, maybe 20 or 30 or 40 would show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Over 2,000 people registered.
Oh my God!
And I would not be surprised if that's what the turnout was last night. I was in line. And they started up on the, if you know, the boardwalk that goes at the bridge there by the parking deck, and the boardwalk that goes all the way under the Church Street and then onto the Farmer's Market. It was just the line was as far back as I could see, you know, up under the bridges. My guess is went back way past the farmer's market.
Wow.
So
that's really
at
cool.
least 1,000 people there. Would not be surprised if it was two. When we were walking and walked to the Gold Park Bridge and then around the loop, we had to wait at the loop for the rest of the line. So if you think about that entire loop there,
yeah,
you know, which is probably at least a half mile or better of long of people, and it was magical.
I heard 700 last night, and I was shocked by that number. If it was up of 1,000 or 2,000, that's incredible.
700 would be a low number.
That's great.
Certainly a reasonable. And again, it was participatory. You had to have a lantern.
Yeah,
to be
yeah.
there. And of course, a lot of folks had. You know, I put together a very quick handmade lantern that I had glued together using just pieces of copy paper and some nice LED lights, and fancied up a little bit. And then it was not too shabby. It looked nice, particularly mm-hmm. in the dark. It glowed the way it's supposed to, and had a nice light. But let me tell you, there were some beautiful pieces of art. Just these moons and figures and, you know, goats and fish and dancing ladies and folks. It was just, again, just very magical and just a good community spirit.
Every time I hear about something that happens up in Hillsborough, and I think to myself, oh, man, this is the most Hillsborough thing that could possibly occur, the town always manages to top itself.
Well, you know, it does, and it's great to be part of it. And, again, this is something that Tinka and then the Arts Council put together. The library contributed and became a
yes.
real source of opening up the room and getting materials to people. You know, I know they gave out 50 or a couple hundred lights to folks that had materials. And so it was just one of those things that people got together and worked. A few people worked really, really hard to make it easy for people. And, of course, they've done the handmade parade, so they knew a little bit about registration. And as soon as they saw how many people were interested, did a very nice job about planning parking and getting maps out and, you know, working with our police department. But it was it is just a thing of volunteers coming together to a lot of folks who were coming out of town because they wanted to visit Hillsborough. But the great thing about visiting Hillsborough is you're doing what the locals are doing.
Absolutely.
That's how we roll.
Absolutely. So it's safe to say that the Star Wars release was the second biggest cultural event in town.
the Force was with us.
Even if. All right. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevenson, I know one other big thing happened just a couple of days ago on Friday, right? We got new fire trucks in town?
Oh, yes. We did get new fire trucks.
There's a big solstice walk in between then and now, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice. They took delivery of two fire trucks. Somebody put a lovely Facebook post that said, "Dear Hillsborough, you've been good. Here's two fire trucks. Love, Santa."
Nice.
And but this is, you know, this is a big deal. You know, fire trucks are very, very expensive, and the town partners with Orange Rule Fire Department, and it's a very, very good partnership because we're able to share a lot of equipment and share facilities and able to, so we don't just have the urban equipment and the rural equipment because there's a lot of overlap whether you're in town or out of town. So this has been just a grand partnership. And these folks are really, really good about their level of expertise, but also their level of managing of the money and stretching a dollar. And so by ordering two trucks, we're able to get a couple percent discount on that. By having matching trucks, it makes it easier for parts and maintenance for the trucks. But the probably biggest advantage of having two trucks that are essentially identical is that they... the equipment and the way that the trucks are arranged and they'll be organized means that you don't have to think about it. Every truck is a little bit different. So where's the axe? Where's the hose on this particular truck? You know that they're similar enough so you know exactly what it is to go. And sometimes just those seconds can make a real difference in responding to an emergency.
Awesome. Well, head up if you're listening out there. You're still looking for those last-minute Christmas gifts. Head up to Hillsborough. So many great local shops that you can get all of your Christmas items and more between now and Friday. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Aaron.